We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about the Tuolumne County Business Council on this weekend show. We're pleased to be joined on the program by the president of the executive board of the Tuolumne County Business Council, Tom Crosby. And next thing I wanted to ask about was a little bit in regards to the community and general plan in the county. That's something that's been discussed a little bit lately at the county government level. Is that something the Business Council is also keeping close tabs on?
Yes, we are, and we're actually looking at how to best engage in that process. I communicate regularly with our wonderful Supervisor Half, our current chair of the board, and we're looking to participate with the community plan plans that are being developed for each of our townships. The next one up is out in Groveland. And then I suspect we'll be going through all of our townships. So those are Tuolumne City, the Twain Hart area, Columbia, and Jamestown, of course, our wonderful city, which is on its unique planning development process with their new city administrator, Melissa Eads, who's just wonderful. And then we have Mark Plummer and the city council all involved in that process as well. So all these community plans are essentially the public's ability to participate in a visioning exercise and communicating what the needs are, the challenges, and getting those all to roll up into a very important document, which is our general plan. And that then is used to, you know, spawn all of the tasks and objectives and things that are required for the county to work cohesively and going forward. So that whole process, that's ongoing. It's also iterative, but the Business Council is excited to be part of that, obviously.
I heard you mention, too, local governance support. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yes. So the Business Council represents our businesses. So we have roughly 3,200 businesses in the county. Almost 2,000 of those are employers, and they're of various sizes. And so they reflect a large part of who our community is. And obviously they are the wealth generators or wealth creators for our county, the revenue side. And so our role as a business council is to try to aggregate their view, their issues, their needs, their advice, and focus that onto our elected officials, so our supervisors and city council members, and then to some degree directly with staff members, that need that kind of input. And so that's part of the role we play in the county, the service that we provide, that we intend to provide, is that focusing of information and collaboration, and make that bi-directional so that the business community understands where local governance is going, and they understand, what we need if we're to grow economically and to raise prosperity for the county. So it's a collaborative effort in that regard, and so that's our role.
Yeah, I know. I've seen the executive director, Ron Koff, at many government meetings. I've been seeing you at many government meetings as well. Is that kind of an increased effort that you're really focusing on to get out to various meetings and so forth?
Yeah, it really is. And there's so much to do. There's so many topics to cover and areas to participate in that Ron and I are now working together as a team, and we are broadening the numbers of individuals that we can bring. It's a balance that we need to find for our local government to deal with the public is obviously very important, but it's difficult. It increases the degree of difficulty of engagement. There is obvious if you attend the Board of Supervisor meetings or the City Council meetings. So what we're trying to do is do the research, do the legwork, try to be clear and concise about our communication and be constructive and positive in that process and try to model that behavior. So that's what we're about.
I have to imagine, too, a lot of the local lawmakers like to know where the business community stands on a lot of these issues.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that's a good segue into, I think, an important perspective, which is that all of our elected officials really want to do the best that they can do on behalf of the constituents, on behalf of our residents, and our government staff people are exactly the same. Everyone wants to do the right things for the right reasons. Sometimes it's difficult to sort out, the path to take. There's things that need to be balanced out and considered broadly. So I think it's helpful to have organizations like the Business Council, and there are others, to do some of that legwork and bring it back to supervisors. We speak with each one individually frequently. We try to serve on committees and commissions and in other ways collaborate.
So keeping eyes on a lot of the local issues. How about the regional, state, and federal legislative bodies? Is there engagement there as well?
There are, and we'd like to actually expand in that area where it makes the most sense. We have a couple of regional organizations. Actually, there's many regional organizations. One is RCRC, another being GSAC. There's all kinds of acronyms, but essentially rural communities that share our challenges and where we can coordinate with them, be of a single voice, channel input to our state assembly and Senate folks. And we also have really good connections with our federal government here. Our Congressman Tom McClintock's very interested in our community and in the issues of forestry and economic development. And so the Business Council has direct relationships with all of those individuals and that we greatly appreciate. When a specific legislative issue pops up that is in our wheelhouse and we'd like to, participate in that, then we do.
You know, homelessness is a big issue in Tuolumne County. Is that something that the Business Council also looks at?
Well, it is. And we have a homeless committee chaired by the coordinated by the county. It also has broad community representation and city representation. And the Business Council has a seat at the table there. And obviously, we're looking at homelessness from the perspective of its implications on business and visitation. I'd like to think that we're able to develop solutions to address the homeless and model solutions that will make a difference in the future. It's a very complex set of issues, and we're all still learning about how we can best help our homeless individuals. So that's really a long set of topics. It would be difficult to to cover in this setting, but we are engaged in that in that part of the community and trying to help the best we can.
We need to take one more break. We're talking with Tom Crosby, who is the president of the executive board of the Tuolumne County Business Council. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. And a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be joined in studio by the new superintendent of Tuolumne County Schools. Zach Abernathy has been on the job for about a month and a half now. He's going to get us up to speed on things that are going on in his new office that he's recently stepped into, and he's also going to talk about some of his goals. goals and priorities. Again, that's next week on Motherlode Views with new Tuolumne County Superintendent Zach Abernathy. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.